Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning, the Michael Van Tool Show. Thank you for waking up with us this morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. And, of course, she's coming up in about 30 minutes. This morning on the program, our special guest is Dr. LaDonna Combs. This is a month that we are recognizing and aware of domestic violence. She is president and CEO of Sisters Against Abuse Society, SAAS. We're going to be talking with Dr. Combs shortly. Good morning, Dr. Combs. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Mr. Van Tool. I'm fabulous. Thank you.
Great, great, and we're looking forward to talking with you. Also, at 9:30 on Community Highlights with Missionary Hattie Humphrey, we're going to be talking with Detroit School Board candidate Sherry Gay Dagnogo, and she is running for Detroit School Board. We're going to be talking with her in a lively conversation at 9:30 along with Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Of course, the show is brought to you by the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, and Combined Insurance, and TCBC, the Timing Conference and Banquet Center. But let's go to the Sunday morning team, and let's go with the teams that are here right next to me in the studio this morning is Henrietta Ivey, podcaster, community activist, and our political analyst. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Sunday morning team.
Kimberly Batchelor Davis, author, speaker, podcaster from the Batchelor Davis Group and our lifestyle editor. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Sunday morning team.
And Trevis Colvin is on the way, our contributing editor. She is on her way, and my administrative assistant. She'll be here shortly. And we're also looking for Evangelist Christy Lasters. We know that she is also preparing for her services this morning, too. But before we do that, we are going to have the news and weather, but we'll do that right after these messages.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we are back.
Look, That they handed to me. One of them is TCBC, the Tyman Conference and Banquet Center. As I've been telling you for the past few months, some hotels are getting booked now through the year end because there are events going on. People are still getting married. People are still having anniversaries. People are still having birthday parties. And the TCBC Conference Center is available on Tyman on the Detroit-Dearborn border. Here's the number for the Tyman Conference and Banquet Center. We call it TCBC. The number is 313-588-0432. Again, that's 313-588-0432. And so we are really excited about that. All right. In the news this morning, after 8 months, according to the national health professionals, the U.S. is well into a second wave or third wave after the U.S. recorded its second highest daily total of new coronavirus cases. Meanwhile, according to CNN, three top aides to Vice President Mike Pence have tested positive for the virus. There were over 83,000 new cases reported in the U.S. for the last two consecutive days. So far, according to Johns Hopkins University, as of today, there have been 8,576,838 confirmed U.S. cases and 224,899 reported deaths. Friday, the Illinois health director broke down in tears as she read her state's COVID numbers. Locally, David Prentice, a local business owner and son of Glenn Prentice, a supporter and friend to community highlights and missionary Humphrey, died this week. David Prentice owned a number of businesses, including a mortgage company in Midtown. Services are Thursday morning at 10 at Royal Oak Shrine of the Little Flower on 12 Mile Road. Add the bus industry to victims of the coronavirus. Clarence Cox, owner of Georgia Coach Lines, is one of thousands of family-owned bus companies across the U.S. urging Congress to approve immediate financial relief. Clarence Cox has a 35-year-old motor coach business, but his $5 million fleet has been parked for months during the pandemic with no federal aid. He is trying to survive to the end of the year. Henrietta?
Good morning, Michael. In Detroit, the polls are we have exactly 10 days left for election, and we are heating up. And so here it is in the political news. There are seniors in the country, in the state of Florida, who is now deciding that they do not want to vote for President Trump in this election. Many of the seniors have felt that he's failed them, especially during the coronavirus. And so now they are looking to place their vote in with the Biden-Harris team.
Wow. I guess that's no surprise. This November 3rd is going to be really interesting, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah. All right. Kimberly, what do you have for the news this morning?
So I have a heartwarming story for everyone. There was a seven-year-old boy who was bullied, and he opens a huge food pantry, making his life all about positive energy. If living well is the best revenge, then Kavanaugh Bell may just be having his best life ever. And this is a young man in Maryland who was experiencing bullying and decided to do something positive with it. After facing bullying at school, rather than internalizing the pain or trying to get even, the spirited seven-year-old decided to channel his energy into something positive. After I was bullied and I felt a darkness inside of me, I knew I didn't want other kids to feel the same way that I felt, Bell explained via his GoFundMe page. So I asked my mom if she could help me spread love and positivity, and the more I gave back to my community, the more I wanted to keep doing it. He lives in Gaithersburg, Maryland, with his mom, Lacey Simmons. And even before the bullying incident, the second grade Good Samaritan was already doing his part to give back during the COVID-19 pandemic. Initially, this was funded by his own savings, but he started out assembling and distributing care packages filled with food and toiletries for his elderly neighbors. Over time, the popular project snowballed, and with contributions pouring in, he and his mom launched a food pantry staged in a space donated by a local warehouse. In the face of negativity at school, Bell's determination to remain positive only became stronger. Hoping to expand his message of compassion beyond the confines of his own community, Bell set out to find a place where residents would benefit most from his message of hope. How wonderful is it that this little boy took something that was bad that was happening to him and turned it into something good? And get this, Michael, he was so industrious. He not only raised contributions from his GoFundMe page, but he also used Amazon wish list pages, and he and his mom were able to amass enough essential supplies to fill a 53-foot semi-truck twice. And in addition to that, he started his own nonprofit, and I thought this was the coolest name I'd ever heard. He calls it Cool and Dope. It's an acronym that stands for Considering Others' Obstacles in Life and Dish Out Positive Energy. The organization's mission, is to combat bullying and spread positivity through acts of kindness.
Wow. You know, young people have been under so much stress this year.
Yes.
They not being able to be with their schoolmates and all that, and doing the Zoom classes and just not being able to relax and be and have fun like when we were kids. But have been amazed at how young people have stepped up, though, haven't they, this year, Kim?
They have. They have in a way that, you know, we encourage our adults to stand up and do things. And right now it's sort of like how the Bible says, and the little ones shall lead them, you know, and the children shall lead them. So this is an example that we can follow from our young people on exactly what it is that we should be doing, which is helping each other, uplifting each other, and encouraging each other.
Amazing, Kim. I love the story. I love it.
Great, great. Okay, Henrietta, what's the weather like this morning? Thank you, Kim.
The weather today is going to be 50 degrees. We had a high of 50 degrees for today. Monday, we have a high of 48 degrees. With 10% chance of rain. Tuesday, also 48 degrees, again, with 10% chance of rain. Wednesday, we have a high of 54 degrees, so we get slightly warmer. And then the rest of the week, we're going to have a cool down moving towards the rest of the week with temperatures in the low 40s to 50 degrees.
All right. Thank you so much. So it looks like the temperatures are just falling a little bit. All right. As I said, Dr. LaDonna Combs is here, president and CEO of Sisters Against Abuse Society. Trevis Colvin is also here. Good morning, Trevis. How are you this morning?
I'm well. Thank you, Michael. How are you?
Great, great. Thank you so much for inviting and setting up the interview with Dr. LaDonna Combs, and I just wanted to hand it to you to introduce her, and in recognition of Domestic Violence Awareness Month here in October.
Great, thank you so much. We do have Dr. LaDonna Combs with us, and I am just delighted that she is in our studio on this morning. Welcome, Dr. Combs. Welcome.
Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Trevis. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And yes, good morning, everyone. Listen, it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and I thought it'd be fitting to have you on and share with us some important things that we should know as women. And I know that it doesn't just affect women. I know that there is a very small statistic of men that suffer from domestic violence. But before we go there, I want you to tell us a little bit about SAS.
Okay. Thank you, and thank you for this opportunity. So the Sisters Against Abuse Society is a federally funded, state-funded agency that I founded about in the year probably 2000, being a survivor of domestic violence and also being a shelter victim myself. And as I watched, I had to stay there for 4 months because at the time I was married to a corrections officer who knew the system very well. So, and it took a while for them to catch him because he fled the county.
Wow.
So I started it, but while I was in shelter, I started to see, you know, the systems of advocacy and how women of color were treated, and then how Caucasian women were treated, and how women of color were kind of, you know, integrated into this cookie cutter approach on how to receive service, but yet the health seeking behaviors of women of color because of history is really different. Their barriers are different. Their marginalization is different. And so then faith women, you know, you couldn't pray at the time either on federally funded property in the shelter. So, you know, I had to sneak down the basement in the shelter and pray. And once several faith women of all races that were in there saw that that's what I was doing, they would meet me down the basement near the heater, and we would be praying. And the Lord just really blessed. And I said, you know what, God, I want to start an agency, but for African-American women, for women who, you know, have just layers of trauma,
yes,
from slavery,
yes,
different health-seeking behaviors.
Wow.
And so I created a model, and, you know, I just wanted to do support group counseling. I didn't think it would turn into this national, federally funded, recognizable. I mean, we've been on television, and I work with a national consortium. I've been to Washington several times, and it helps a lot of women. You know, and the reason after doing the research, you know, African American women suffer domestic violence at rates that are 35% higher than Caucasian women and 2.5% higher than other ethnicities, with the exception of Native women and tribal women. And I had to ask myself, well, why is that? It's not that our communities are more violent than other communities and that Black men are more violent than white men. What it is that when Black women go to seek services and try to get some help, they acquiesce after they've been, you know, their stereotypes, they have biases, they're minimized because of the way they posture. Many times white women in mainstream society doesn't see them as vulnerable enough to need services. When they go into the hospital, because of their injuries, they're more, sometimes they're tagged as seeking opioids or different things instead of treating her injuries. They're trying to figure out whether she's a drug addicted, and this is no matter what her education or background. And so that's why I started the agency.
Well, you know, LaDonna, I'm going to say that is that's a whole lot of information, but I think that that's very good. And it you know, right into the next question that I was going to ask you, because my question was going to be, what prompted you to dedicate much of your life to victims' rights? And I understand through the testimony now I know why, but I want to ask you something, because you have 19 years in this. What would you say is the best way to handle a situation where a threat has been made by a husband, a boyfriend, and there is an immediate potential possibility for violence?
Well, one thing, we have to believe the victim. The victim is the expert in her own relationship. She knows the batterer's buttons. She knows his personality. And not to, if she has friends and you suspect that, not to tell her to leave. Because the big question is, why doesn't she just leave?
That's the question.
That's the question. Well, you know, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Office on Violence Against Women, and the Victims of Crime Act, and all of our research has proven that 75% of women that are killed through domestic violence are killed after they've left, after she leaves, lethality rises.
75%.
75% of women.
That's a huge percent.
It is. We're working on a murder-suicide that was here in Detroit last week.
So we're going to ask you about that.
Yeah, we're assisting that family. And she had left. And most women leave. And African-American women are twice as likely to be killed or kill their abusers, you know, and I mean, these are professional women, and not, like I said, because they're more violent, inherently posturing like they want to fight, but they don't have any resources. They lack the resources and the knowledge to get the help. And when they reach out for the help, they're stereotyped or they're minimized, they're pathologized, they're criminalized. And rather than go through all that, they go home and try to manage the abuse,
which leads to more abuse,
which leads to more abuse. And the average victim actually leaves 7 times before she successfully leaves and can stay away and get sustainability. I mean, because it's like a job. Let's say you have an awful boss, and he is, you know, he might be sexually harassing you. He might be demeaning you in meetings. He might be, you know, doing different things, giving you more work, and just bullying you in general. Why don't you just quit? Well, quit. And you go, well, I have a mortgage. I have to pay my rent. I have to pay my car. I can't leave. I have to have a plan to do this. And it's the same way with women who are in domestic violence situations. She has to have a plan. And God forbid she has children, that she has to move out of her district and get them safe.
And
that's a whole nother,
advocacy component.
Component
in Oakland. I'm in a couple of things, ladies, because you just mentioned, doctor, having a plan. And that is exactly what women who go through abuse need to have. And I say that because my abuse in my marriage wasn't to that extreme where I was being beaten or threatened to the point of my life. But it was enough for me to know in the coming years for me to make a plan, because I knew what I was going through as a woman and as a mother. My abuse to some people might have been like, well, at least he didn't beat you, he didn't do this. But mental abuse is just as bad, if not worse, because that pain lasts a long time because it's embedded in your memory. And I had to start making a plan. Like when in my year 7 of marriage, I had to make a plan. I literally start planning about how I was going to exit marriage
plan, yeah.
Because I knew eventually it was going to end, and I knew the man I was dealing with. And it went 15 years, but I planned up until that year 15. Mm-hmm. Like you say, you know who your person, you know who your abuser is. So you again, you try to give chances, thinking things are going to change, well, maybe it's going to be better. And it got better 6 months. And 6 months, it became a pattern. So you said something very key, and that is you have to plan, because it's like anything else. To try to go cold turkey in an abusive relationship can cost you your life. You have to really actually let that abuser feel like they won just to escape.
Dr. Combs, what are some of the other forms of abuse? It's not just physical, like Henry was saying.
Well, she's right. It's psychological abuse, too, which has a longer effect on many women. And then we have to remember that women don't get married to be, you know, minimized and demeaned and get a divorce. They love the
whole
man. And many times they're still in love with the other person, the person, that representative they sent to groom her into the relationship or to marry her, to have his children in the first place. Most batterers, they're very, in the beginning, they're very ingratiating. They're very accommodating. They're very supportive. And it's really very intense, you know, and because they can't behave that way long. And many times they want to marry you quickly. They're like, well, if you love me, you'll marry me, you know, and I want to have children right away, and just different things that cause her to have to depend on him. And that's psychological abuse, you know, too. And then after he gets her there, he minimizes her, calls her names, talks about her weight, says she's not a good mother. You know, you could be a better mother than this. And, you know, my house is not clean, or take you out amongst friends and then humiliate you in front of other couples, and just do other things that encycle, and you're like, well, this person who signed up, who said they promised to love me, they must love me because they're paying the bills or they're fun at this time. So it must be something that I'm doing. So I've got to do this. I've got to not make him upset. I've got to have look right. I've got to not, you know, push his buttons when he's tired from coming home. And it's not an anger issue. It's not, he doesn't have anger management issues. Domestic violence is intimate partner violence. That behavior is reserved for their intimate partner only. Many times they're very charismatic in the community. They can be philanthropists, they can be pastors, they can be, you know, teachers, doctors, as well. You know, so there's no, like, we just did a icebreaker for a training I had to do for California, and I said, okay, everybody, let's take out a personal ad for a boyfriend or for a companion. Let's go to a singles ad and write in that ad all the attributes that you want him to have, and you're going to post that ad, and that's the man of your dreams. And they were like, oh, kind, supportive, funny, spiritual, all these different things, tall, short, handsome. Yeah. And I said, wow, all those attributes that all 30 of you gave are also attributes of a batterer, all of those. So you have to understand it's about power and control. And so you have to understand the power. Duluth, Minnesota, came up with research, Dr. Alan Pence, God rest her soul, about the attributes around emotional abuse. Everything that's going to happen to you before that first slap, that first punch, that first push, and it's called the power and control wheel. And people think that, you know, domestic violence is dysfunctional, but it's very functional. It's very functional because it obtains the outcome it's desired to obtain. and that's to minimize and keep the woman in bondage or in slavery, mentally or physically or sexually, because
yes.
sexual assault
oh.
also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You are listening to the Michael Van Tool Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Missionary Hattie Humphrey's coming up in about 5 minutes, along with our special guest, Detroit School Board candidate Sherry Gay Dagnogo. We're going to be talking with her shortly. But Dr. LaDonna Combs is here from SAAS, Sisters Against Abuse Society. Our Sunday morning team is here. Kimberly, did you have a question or comment for Dr. Combs?
Well, first of all, good morning, Dr. Combs. Thank you for coming on and discussing this, because I think good morning. This is a very important topic. My question would be, if someone is in an abusive situation and you see it, but they
mm-hmm.
don't necessarily admit to it or realize it, what
mm-hmm.
do you do as family members, as friends, as, you know, someone supporting that person to encourage them? Because I heard you say that it takes them 7 times to leave that relationship
mm-hmm.
because they need to have a plan, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But what would you suggest to someone to encourage someone to leave a bad relationship?
First, you have to get them some resources that they can depend on. You know, sometimes, you know, it's almost like the Bible. You can have a Bible in the house collecting dust, and you don't really pick it up until you start going through something and really need to pray. But you know, it's the same thing with brochures about domestic violence awareness. You have to partner with or seek out brochures and services, and they will give you crisis hotline. They will give you residential shelter information. They will give you counseling information. They will give you information about your children, because African-American children are also more readily taken out of the home and put in foster care
mm-hmm.
than white children. Whereas white mothers are asked, well, what can we do to help her? And black women are automatically, you know, stereotyped as having either too many kids or welfare queen or
mm-hmm.
All this other stuff. So
they can't get help, the proper help, or the help that the Caucasian woman would get because of the stereotype.
Right, the myth, which is why so many of our children are there. So you have to get resources and then just kind of hand them to her. If you have somebody at work, you don't have to say, I know you're going through this. I know you're going through it. You're wearing dark glasses. And why do you have on long sleeves and it's 80 degrees outside, 90 degrees? Because she's covering bruises. Why do you have on this long, you know, because many batterers who are married to professional women know how to batter them underneath in places where you can't see until she takes her clothes off. So you have to have brochures and just kind of put it in a packet on her desk and leave it there and let her go through it. And she can't take it home, obviously, but at least she'll know when she gets tired enough or when she's afraid enough. And most women usually leave more readily, too, when the children are in danger, when they think he's going to start beating her or molesting or doing different things to the children. And those resources are very important, because most women don't know. If you leave your county with your children for special protection, your school district has money that President Bush put in place called No Child Left Behind that has to send a bus or a cab to get your children and bring them
wow.
back to their
wow.
district.
Great information there. Great information. Yeah.
Information.
Yeah. Trevis, let me hand it to you with a couple minutes to go. And thank you, Dr. Combs, for sitting in with us here on the Michael Van Tool Show this morning.
Michael, I just wanted Dr. Combs to give information. There may be someone listening who knows someone or perhaps someone may be in a situation and they're wondering, well, what do I do? Well, give me a number to call. So I'd like to just take maybe a couple of minutes and just let her give some information, numbers,
absolutely.
Websites. Dr.
Yes,
Combs,
absolutely.
Would you please? Yes. So we have a counseling center. I have a building, and it's a counseling center for domestic violence. It's the Greater Grace Sisters Against Abuse Domestic Violence Project, and it's at 22340 West 7 Mile Road. And so you can call and make an appointment at 313-693-9322 and ask for Ms. Harris or Ms. Heron. And we are doing remote counseling, but there's some women who've been stalked and who've been victimized over technology, over their phones, over their computers, and they don't trust that. So we still have to do in-person counseling for them. And we have case management. We do funerals. We do something called SAS in the city.
which is every Sunday at 3 o'clock. There's a Zoom meeting that victims and survivors can get on, and it's called Intimate Chats and Conversation. No topic is off limits. We have them, come on. And the thing about it, we've been doing this for a long time, and you think it's not funny, but when victims stay on for a while and get to saying things, I mean, they're bent over laughing. Some of the women are bent over laughing around being able to expose things in a safe environment without judgment. And they and it gives them some relief and release. And that's called SASS in the City. And if you want to be a part of that, you can email me at preventionsister22@yahoo.com. And I can send you the Zoom link. And you don't have to leave your home. You can do it on your phone while driving. And you can give feedback. You can give, love and support. And that's what we give. And we have laughter. But one thing about it, there's no secret too ugly that you can tell. There's no thing you have been through without somebody saying, I know, yep, that happened to me, blah, 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 but I did this. And then usually at the end, we have prayer, but women are laughing and crying at the same time supporting each other.
So Dr. Cole, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Trevis, thank you so much for putting this together. Thanks for that the correction on that.
And just a quick thing, your location is at the Greater Grace Church, correct?
Well, you can call the Greater Grace Church. We used to have, it's a block and a half. It's the David Ellis Academy Activity Center. So it is a building. It's a block east of Greater Grace Temple. But you can call Greater Grace Temple because I'm a licensed minister there, and they can give you all the information I just gave you also and tell you where we are.
Thank you.
Great. Dr. LaDonna Combs, President,
thanks,
CEO of SASS. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a beautiful day today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, okay. Dr. Combs, for being with us, and thanks for sharing that information.
Great. All right. Community Highlights is coming up shortly with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be alright. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky. People living, people.
Join me in the song. In this prayer, I want the whole world to join me in singing. I know it's your heart cry.
Are you tired of all the wars? Do you know it doesn't have to be this way? Killing and destroying our world. Do you want to change? Do you want to stay the same?
Say that we want to see.
Want to see people living.
Yeah. We
want to see people giving love to those.
Giving
up the wrong.
This is Community Highlights with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. My name is Michael Van Tool. Community Highlights is an inspirational Community Affairs program brought to you by the Law Office of Pascal, Tashman, and Walker, and Lead Attorney Cliff Pascal. Franklin Wright Settlements, help the child, preserve the family, and strengthen the community. And now, a lady who is a mentor to pastors here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest, from Arkansas to St. Louis, Missouri. She's a spiritual advisor to elected officials and a resource to candidates running for public office. Her annual birthday banquet has turned into one of the most important political dinners in Metro Detroit. She's an icon to the masses, but to you and me, she's a friend that you can count on in the time of need. I call her Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning, Missionary. Missionary Humphrey, are you there? I think we got her on the line. But as we work on that, the Sunday morning team is here, and of course, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Missionary. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Sunday morning team.
And Henrietta Ivey, our political analyst. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning to the beautiful Missionary Maddie Humphrey.
Trevis Colvin, our contributing editor. Good morning, Trevis.
Good morning, Michael. And good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning, Detroit.
Trevis is up, alert. She's got coffee or tea? Must be tea.
Neither
but
right now.
None right now. Okay, that's just natural,
the
huh?
Morning rush drop.
Okay, that's...
And looking gorgeous, ladies. Let me tell you,
that's that natural energy. All right,
Michael. And, wake up and enjoy. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And also, we're going to be talking with Detroit School Board candidate Sherry Gay Dagnogo. We're going to be talking with her shortly, and we're just waiting on Missionary Humphrey to get on the line. Let me just check again to see. If she is there, we're working on it now. There's just some, we're just working on the connections there. So we are brought to you by the law office of Pasco, Tashman, and Walker. And, you know, they're experts in professional negligence and malpractice, personal injury, probate and estate planning, labor and employment law, personal matters, family law, business litigation, and civil rights and police misconduct. There is a whole list of things that the attorney Cliff Pascoe can do for you if you need his legal advice. And we're going to go back to Detroit Spiritual Ambassador. Good morning, Missionary Humphrey.
Good morning, Michael, to our staff. I'm just so glad to be with you all and all there. Let me say this, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for all your many blessings that you stored upon this country and for all of us. For the other scripture said, for they shall soon be cut down like the grasses that wither away. Trust in the Lord and do good, so that shall dwell in the land of the living. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the design of thy heart. Hello, everybody. It's a good morning, and I'm glad to be getting up to talk to you, to be with you. Good morning, staff.
Good morning, and the Sunday morning team is here. We're just trying to get to Sherry Gay Dagnogo. Is Sherry on the line? We're just trying to wait for her to join us on the call. As we're waiting, Missionary, I do want to mention the good work of Franklin Wright Settlement. This year, despite all the things that are going on, Franklin Wright is still working for the community, for low and moderate income families. We can have a board meeting right here because Kimberly Batchelor Davis is our secretary. Missionary Humphrey is the dean of the board, and I'm vice chair. But there are just a lot of things that people need help with now, and thank God for organizations like Franklin Wright, Kim.
And for them feeding so many people, doing so much good in the city of Detroit. We thank Marie, too, Marie, for being our leader.
That's right.
Yes. The team is great over there. They're working hard. Monique Marks, President, CEO, and of course, our Chief Operating Officer, Stacy Robinson, are doing a great job because we still have the summer programs, after school programs. A lot of it is on Zoom now. The annual college tour, early childhood development, in-home counseling services, utility assistance, and food assistance, and feeding the homeless. So there's a lot going on, and I'm just glad, we're all just delighted and glad to be a part of Franklin Wright. That number for Franklin Wright is 313-579-1000, 313-579-1000. Missionary, we've got, less than two weeks before the election. How important is this, Missionary?
This is very important. This is the most important days of our lives. Matter of fact, about it, if you don't go and vote and do your will, it's going to kind of be back a little slavery. Then let me say this. we want everybody to pray, just like they got after the government. You kind of got to be careful at the polls and around these times. It's not going to be a hot. You got to watch the nature. You don't know what people are doing. So we got to not only watch, we got to take the Lord with us and get out. And Brother Kimberly and all of the staff, I'm so glad to hear your voice and to talk to all of you. God bless you. God bless
you
this morning. I'm looking
for you. It's good to hear you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a pleasure to hear her voice in the morning. It gives all of us, I can speak on, such amazing energy to have someone as legendary as Missionary Hattie Humphrey, who's done so many things in the community, who is continuing to do many things in the community and helping people. And just her wisdom alone just gives myself and this team, I speak on that behalf, such an amazing energy. So thank you, Missionary, for being the mother that you are to so many and to us on the Sunday morning team.
And I got the best sweet children I ever known with this radio. And I thank God down through the years for Michael being with me. I think Michael grew a little bit. He might have lost a little hair, but he grew a little bit, don't you think?
Yes, we do.
And I've seen some of the pictures when he had hair, so.
Right.
Okay.
Let me share this with you. I was some years ago, about 20 years ago, I was on the station, and I said something, made somebody, they was on the way to jump off of Bell Island Bridge, but the laugh that we shared with them kind of saved their life. It's good to kind of cheer up and talk, but happy, you know?
And that was a blessing, Missionary.
Yeah.
Well, Missionary, our lines are lit up, and we're going to go to take one of our calls right now. And good morning, Mr. Greg Burkhart. Thank you so much for calling in to Community Highlights with Missionary Humphrey this morning. How are you, sir?
Good. Good morning, Missionary Humphrey and the Sunday morning team. Nice to be here at this important time.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know you're a member at large now of the Sunday morning team, so we appreciate you, and we're looking forward to your comments this morning, Mr. Burkhart. Go right ahead. The floor is yours.
Okay. My wife works in the election office, so
Missionary
Humphrey asked if I could quickly go over some of the voting options available to people right now.
Yeah.
If you voted already, that's great. If not, you can vote in person on November 3rd, or you can possibly avoid some of those lines by submitting your ballot early. In Michigan, if you have a ballot, don't mail it. Drop it off at your city clerk's office or one of the official election ballot drop sites or satellite vote centers. There's 30 in Detroit. But if you don't have a ballot, or even if you haven't registered yet, you can still go on Monday or any day next week and do it all at once. Go to your city department of elections or a satellite vote center, bring a photo ID or some billing statement with your name and address on it, and you can register, you can get a ballot, you can fill it out right there, give it to the clerk, so you know it will be counted November 3rd.
That's November, good news, baby, that's news.
Yes, it's not too late, we still have to work at this. The Detroit Elections Office is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can call them for more information at 313-876-0190, or they have a real good website at an easy thing to remember, DetroitMI.gov. Now, this is the process for Michigan. You can find the process for any state, any city, for all our people listening around, all Missionary Hattie Humphrey's friends, at iwillvote.com. There's a lot of good information. You can look up your state. So if you've already voted, that's good. As President Obama said at a weekend rally in Florida, now go help your family, help your friends, help your neighbors to all vote. I'll end with this little thing. There's a saying in business that I use at times, you can't alter a dress till you own it, meaning we can't change
like
things.
That.
And it means we can't change things until we win. So let's vote. Let's help our friends vote. Let's own this election. Let's change our country. With God's help, let's build America back better. God bless everyone.
All
God
right.
God bless you.
God bless you.
That was
thank
good.
You. Thanks for sharing. Absolutely. I tell you, Missionary Greg always has something important to say, and it's good to hear his opinion, and we appreciate you. Greg Burkhart, thank you so much for your input on this morning's program. Very, very interesting.
Well, thank you to you all, and thank you for Missionary Humphrey for all the leadership and guidance she's given us all through the years.
God yes, absolutely.
God
all right. Yes. Missionary, the Sunday morning team is here. We're going to kind of go in around and listen to some of the input from some of our team this morning. Kimberly Batchelor Davis is on the line. Kimberly, go right ahead.
Good morning, Missionary. It's always great to hear your voice.
Thank you
for blessing us and continuing to just encourage us. I want to encourage everyone. Franklin Rice Settlements is having a trunk or treat next Friday, which is the day before Halloween, from 4 to 6:30 at our Charlevoix location. I know that Halloween, many of us with children, whether you celebrate Halloween or harvest time, harvest festival, it's still an opportunity to celebrate with kids. So if you have kids, it's an opportunity for you to bring families and do a trunk or treat. My podcast, The Kim B. Davis Show, is continuing in November. We're actually going to focus on women, mental health, and self-help. You can find The Kim B. Davis Show on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and YouTube. That's youtube.com/ Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
All right. If Sherry is on the line, she can go right ahead. I'm trying to identify.
Good morning, Sherry Gay-Danielgo.
Oh, excellent. Great. I'm so glad. I was looking for some numbers, and I couldn't identify it. But thank you so much for joining with Community Highlights and Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Missionary's right here. Let me just say this, you're a friend.
Good morning, Missionary.
Yes.
Good morning, sweetie. God bless you and keep all
God
of you.
God bless you. It is a blessing to hear your voice this morning.
Yeah.
And Sherry, you know, we've known you for a while now. You are one of the most high-profile people to join the race for Detroit School Board. It's refreshing to see somebody of your caliber that wants to get involved and do something for kids in Metro Detroit. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. My first question right off the bat is, what prompted you to jump in this race and be able to make a difference for our kids?
So, Michael, before that, I just have to say thank you, and thank you to the team that continues to surround and support our missionaries. You've been doing God's work for a mighty long time, and so having great soldiers who will help lift up her arms and hold it and stand in her stead and keep her going out here in the community. We appreciate you, so thank you so much.
Tara is one of my babies. I think long before y'all, God sent the young people. Tara, I love you, kiddo.
I love you back. And keep on toiling, Mama.
Thank you.
I'm a first-generation high school and college graduate born on the northwest side of Detroit. I know the benefits of a quality education and the opportunities it provides. I'm also a former Detroit Public School science teacher, so I've taught in our schools, I've worked with our children, and I understand the barriers that they face every day and want to give them a fighting chance to end the pipeline to prison. I worked as a staffer for 9.5 years for Alberta Tinsley Talabi and Clyde Cleveland until he retired. And so my theory of change was always to improve our community by changing the opportunity for education. Listen, you cannot expect our community to thrive unless we have great schools. And so after I went to the legislature, I realized that the laws that have been made that have impacted our district, I've always spoken out. It's the cornerstone of my leadership, speaking out against the EAA, against the emergency manager laws, against the third grade reading laws, against things that would prohibit our teachers from providing optimal learning and our parents from supporting their children. So being that voice, is I bring it now back to the community because teachers have asked me to step in. Our schools reopened in the city of Detroit in the summertime before any other district. And knowing that Detroit was the hardest hit for COVID, I lost my sister April the 14th. I lost two colleagues in the House and in the Senate.
Sorry to hear
and
that.
So wanting to be a – that's okay. Thank you. Thank God that he still has us here continue to march forward. But knowing the impact and knowing the fear that many of our teachers have, but also knowing the possibility of our children coming back home who live with their elder parents and grandparents and what the impact could mean to them. So any time a board dismisses or ignores the voice, 80% of the teachers, the parents, and 90% of the community, you have to have someone that will step in, that will fight and be a voice for the community, parents, and staff at DPS. That's why I'm running, to bring a measure of excellence to the district, but also community engagement, which is what Missionary has taught us all. You have to engage the community. You can't not just make decisions that dismiss the voice of the people. And that's what I will bring to the table. I'm a proven leader. I brought over $1 million home from Lansing, even under Governor Snyder's administration, for technology, for literacy, and for community engagement. So I want to bring that as well. We're currently under a financial review commission, so I have the institutional memory of the district and what has happened from the time that we were once a thriving district with over 200,000 students to now less than 50,000. You need that institutional memory on the board to be able to properly engage and educate our community on what we're facing because we're paying in perpetuity for the old district as well now as the new district and Proposal S. So that's what I will bring to the board, as well as a host of relationships in Lansing on both sides of the aisle to help us get things done.
And, you know, Sherry, there's been so many attempts over the years to make change and effective change and improve this school system. Finally, look, all I know is that with you on that board, something is going to change because you don't stay quiet and you make sure that there's some action involved. We're glad that you have taken on this challenge. And, you know, we're really looking forward to, you know, seeing some changes.
Well,
on the board.
Michael, it's not easy. I encourage people to go to votesherry.com. Votesherry.com. We're running a grassroots campaign. We are fighting against the dark money that is funding Proposal N as well as the other candidates. We have to fight back. We cannot sit down and wait for one person to do it. This is a heavy lift. This is the most expensive race I've ever had. I ran for three times in the House, and I've never exceeded $70,000. I've never exceeded $50,000. But to now be exceeding $70,000 and have to call on everybody I can to help because we're fighting against principalities and wickedness in high places. That's what we're fighting right now, that dark money that is funding that other campaign. And so we need people to help us. VoteSherry.com if they want a lawn sign. Text us or call us at 313-643-5323. That's 313-643-5323. We'll get lawn signs to you. But we need everybody that wants to help our children. Whether you have kids in the school or not, you're paying for our schools on your taxes.
That's right. Missionary, you have a comment?
Yeah, that's true, baby. That's very true. I got the list all the community how folks have already voted. We got your back on this year, baby. And God got your back. But you have always been true suffering for the people. You gave a thing for the organization people. All is well. Just trust God. He'll see you through.
Amen. Amen. I receive it. Well, keep me lifted in your prayers these next 8 days. We know that God is going to speak. And when he speaks, it don't matter how much dark money they throw.
And Sherry, you know, I know there's a lot of dark money floating around in this city, I tell you. You're right. Where's that money coming from for Proposal N? You're right about that. That's a whole nother story right there. But there's a lot of dark money out here. The Sunday morning team, we're going to be calling for our lawn signs, that's for sure.
For sure.
And
I definitely
won't mind. One last thing, we've got about 6 minutes. We do need some higher performing schools in this town. We cannot settle for where we're at. And just say something a little bit about your plans to take us up another level, you know?
Yeah.
So when you have set high expectations and you support the teachers, we have a number of teachers who have been in our district who remain loyal to our district, but they have not been adequately compensated. So you want to make sure you secure and maintain those who have been here. It's not just about bringing in 25 people from Florida. It's about supporting those who have been loyal to the district thus far, but adequately compensating them, and then advancing autonomy at the school level so an academic plan can flourish. We need to also make sure that we advance technology. I have a master's in instructional technology. And so the district waited too late to advance the virtual learning platform and program. We have support with Wayne RISA that was not adequately accessed. We have Michigan Virtual Schools that was not accessed. So we have to get out of our box and learn how to work and use effectively the tools that are at our fingertips. Our children are brilliant. You give a two-year-old your telephone, they know how to use your phone better than you.
They're
so don't
smart.
Say our kids
that's,
can't
you know that's
technology.
Right.
Right. You've got to give them the necessary support. And so in addition to the resources that I've brought home from Lansing already, I want to continue to scale that and make sure that we address literacy. We provided support for over 20 churches through this Wayne RISA program and community groups to advance literacy, not just for the students, but for the parents. And so we didn't talk about it a whole lot, but we brought the money in to make sure that our parents can help their students. We also want to make sure that we have early childhood investment so that we can now start getting our kids in a full day of kindergarten. A number of our children have struggled with reading. If they can't read, it makes it even more challenging to learn. So getting the foundation is the key, and then advancing through the 21st century modality.
And you are familiar with working in Lansing, and you know where the money is, and you know how to get it. Thank you, Sherry Gay Dagnogo, candidate for Detroit School Board. Thank you so much for joining us here with Missionary Hattie Humphrey and Community Highlights.
Thank you so much for the time. And again, go to votesherry.com and call us up for your lawn sign, 313-643-5323. God bless you, Missionary. Keep on toiling.
We need some lawn signs on the east side, too.
All right, I'll bring them
the number.
I need my lawn sign.
I'll bring them over.
Hi, honey.
Yep.
I need my lawn sign.
We got the number, 643-5323.
All right, Michael, you call us afterwards and let us know how many to bring, but we'll bring a boatload over there. I'm coming to the east side today.
Can you get some to me, Sherry?
I'll text me on my cell.
Okay. I'll bring some over today.
Great.
I'll be at the Farwell Recreation Center at 12 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Missionary, I just want just throw to you to wrap up. We just got 2 minutes left, but it's good to see that one of our friends running for Detroit School Board again.
Absolutely.
We want to say at Mayflower Church about Pastor's anniversary today. I'm on my way soon. I get off the radio to go to my Pastor Butler is having his anniversary this morning. And to Arkansas, Zell, and to all of you all that are listening to Ohio, God bless everybody. Judge Matthew and Ben and Napoleon, oh, my kids, God bless y'all. You make me love you. I love you to our radio and to our team. All will be well if you take the Lord God with you everywhere you go.
God bless you. Missionary, have a great Sunday today. And Sunday morning team, thank all of you, Trevis, Henrietta, Kimberly, Christy. God bless all of you. Have a great day today. Missionary, we love you. See you next Sunday or next time. All right.
Have a great week.
People living, people.
Join me in this song, in this prayer. I want the whole world to join me in singing. I know it's your heart cry.
Are you tired of all the wars? Do you know it doesn't have to be this way? Killing and destroying our world.
Do you want to change? Do you want to stay the same? Say that we want to see.
Want to see people living.
Yeah. We want
to see people giving love to those.
Giving
love. Giving up the wrongs to do right.
Right.
Giving me
more.
We can have a long, long life.
A long life, yeah. The Bible says there will be war. We must choose what to do, whether to win or lose. I know it's hard to survive, this you can't deny, Father.
And campaign manager gave me two numbers that she was going to call me, and she didn't call me from neither of those. She called me from a third number. So she was on there. I didn't know which one
Teresa
it was.
Teresa was letting me on the notes that. It was that she was on there. We was trying to identify.
I didn't know which one, so I just clicked on one, and it happened to be her. Because, you know, people don't.
They just started lighting up.
Some people just listening, you know.
Yeah.
So how is your morning?
I'm looking at this bird sitting on the branch of that tree so lightly.
Oh,
that's a big bird. And that tree is not even like
really?
Big.
Right.
How I'm looking like, is he sitting on the tip of that tree? And
it's just in there.
Wow,
that's
a big bird. Anyway. I just have to know that, like,
your car didn't start today out of all the days. Oh, my goodness.
Well,
I couldn't believe that.
I was trying to get a jump from Gail, and it was sparking. And
really?
I was like, oh, I'm not.
Well, what did that happen? Because everything
know,
was going to
okay.
Yeah.
Right, right.
I know that.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, I won't be going today. And LaDonna's on the phone. Oh, Trey, I'm lost, and I'm at so-and-so. I'm like, LaDonna, hold on.